tea, sir. We have chamomile and elderberry. I suspect you might prefer Earl Grey, though. Oh, was I right? And let me see. 2 lumps of sugar. I'm not really sure how I know either. It must be one of the new senses that I have now that I became clockwork. They said that the programming might rewire our brains a bit. Oh, it's nothing sinister, sir. Please don't look concerned. We still have free will and can do what we like. It's just that we get certain impulses now, and particular things are more apparent to us. Does that make sense? Sorry, the doctor must have explained it better before my operation. I remember him saying that all the different types of clockworks had their own unique programming. The soldier clockworks were made to be fearless and quick-minded, and the dancer clockworks were made to be elegant and graceful. But I am just a maid, so I'm mostly good at spotting dust and knowing which tea people might prefer. However, I don't really mind it. I like the quiet, and it's way better than any old hospital bed. Oh no, sir. I wasn't like most. There was no accident. The clockwork parts weren't needed to save my life. I was a sickly child, and I had to be confined to a bed for most of my life. I spent ages trying to convince my parents to let me have the clockwork operation so that I could live normally. Well, mostly normally. They always refused, though. But now that I'm of age, they can't stop me. And I assure you, sir, it's a choice that I don't regret. Still, I do apologize. I probably shouldn't ramble so much. It's... well... I assume that you are my benefactor. I hope you don't find the question too impolite, sir. They told me that I'd be serving this handsome gentleman up north, and you're the first one I've seen since I arrived at the manor. The past few days, it's mostly just been learning from the other maids. I've tried to be patient, but I really wanted to thank you. Well, for the operation, of course, sir. It's given me everything that I've always dreamed. Even though it's only been a short while, I feel like a new person. I can walk and sing and breathe in the fresh air. I realize it might seem like a bit much, but it means everything to me. And you mean everything to me, sir. Because you gave me this new life. I'm sorry if that was a bit too much. I've been locked away for so long that I'm not really sure how affection works in the real world. I didn't mean to make you uncomfortable. I can get back to pouring tea and minding my own business. Did you want to say something, sir? You look like you have something on your mind. Sir, you don't have to apologize to me. You did nothing wrong. You saved me. I know that I had to be reprogrammed, but the operation had to remove a part of my brain anyway. There really wasn't any other option. And the truth is, I honestly kind of like it. And so much more of the world makes sense now. Like before, I'd be confused with how you're staring at me. But now I can tell. It's because you're attracted to me. I probably wasn't supposed to say that. Sorry, I'm still new at this. And, sir, I find you very attractive too. I guess I could have said that better, but I've been programmed to be civil. However, don't worry, I can say more. Well, here's a little secret. Before my operation, they gave me a choice of which clockwork I wanted to be. I think the book they gave me had about 20 options in it, all from different benefactors wanting a little help. But your ad was my favorite. It may seem silly, but something about seeing your picture and imagining myself as your maid just seemed perfect. It might not be as heroic as a life as being a nurse or a soldier, but it still seemed so noble to me. I think it was this idea of spending all my time helping one person, especially helping you, that appealed to me. I thought if I could make his life a little better, then it would be worth it. So that's what I think I meant to do. Make your life a little better. And I could do that by pouring tea. But if you wanted something more, sir, there is nothing I want more than to please you. And serve you in any way that you might wish me to. Yes, sir. I promise it's not the programming. I just want to do it. That glare in your eyes is hard to resist. And there's something about this outfit. I must say I greatly admire your taste, sir. A classic Lolita maid uniform is very proper, but still somehow sweet. I'm happy to show it off for you, especially since this skirt is so short. If I just bend over, pour your tea, and you should get a lovely look at my pretty little ass. Enjoying the view, sir? Well then, you wouldn't mind if I wiggle it back and forth, just so I can tease you. I want to please you. I want to show you how happy you can make me. Of course, sir. You're welcome to grab if you wish. After all, it does belong to you. Yes, sir, it's all yours. Because you own me. At least, I want you to. I don't want to belong to anyone else. I want to belong to you. I want to be yours. So grab my ass, because it's meant to be your property. Yes, just like that. Thank you, sir. You're already giving me goosebumps. Yes, I know it's just my ass, but I spent my life in a hospital, and I never really, well, no one has ever touched me like that before. Oh, sir, it feels so good. I can already feel myself getting wet. I'll spread my legs so you can feel a little too. Just be gentle, please, sir. I'm still so new. But I'm ready for you. See? I'm soaked through those pretty lace tights that you bought me. We might ruin them, but I don't mind. Not when those fingers keep teasing my clit through the fabric. I better put this kettle down before I drop it. No, sir, I won't move. Not if you prefer to have me bent over the coffee table. Plus, this way, I won't have to take off this adorable maid outfit. All we have to do is just slide off my stockings. Yes, sir, just like that. And you stand behind me with your cock throbbing as you watch my ass bounce up and down on your dick. Because I'm untouched. And this feels amazing, and I want you so badly. Enter me, sir. I promise I'm wet enough. I don't want to wait. I want your thick, hard cock inside me, filling me up, making me squirm. Please, sir, let me serve you. Let my sweet little cunt serve you. All tight and new and soaking just for you. It's all yours, sir. You own it. So please, fill me up. Oh, sir. No, no, it doesn't hurt. You're just stretching me a bit. But it feels wonderful to be owned by you, to be fucked by you. Oh, it's better than anything I could have imagined. Oh, please don't stop, sir. I want to take all of you, every single inch. Oh, please, sir, use me. Let me please you. I want to be yours, all yours. Oh, yes, touch my chest, too. You can feel how hard my nipples are through the fabric. It's because of you, because of your cock. Please, sir, squeeze them harder. They're yours, too. That's how I want it. To be yours. With you thrusting inside me. Harder. And faster. Until I can't take it anymore. Oh, you can't take it anymore. And we both need to come. Fill me up with your wonderful cum. Please, sir. I need it. I need you. Let me have it. Let me have all of it. Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, this is better than anything I've ever known. I want your cum. Oh, I want your cum. Please, I can't hang on much longer. Sir, let me have it. Oh, let me have it. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh. Yeah. Oh. Oh. Thank you, sir. Thank you. That was... I don't know how to explain it. Unthinkable? Like I never really lived until that moment. I'm not sure that makes any sense, but I know I made the right choice. I was meant to be your slave and serve you however I can. So should you require any additional services, well, you know where to find me.